Phoneboy Speaks, episode 793, Focus on the Product.
Sriracha, rooster sauce. Well, many, probably there's a few other names for it, but it is, I guess, the gold standard of, sort of pepper sauces that, in the United States anyway, as far as, I'd say it's probably more popular than Tabasco at this point, and at least in for certain types of food. And I definitely have my big bottle of Hui Fong Foods Sriracha sauce in my pantry, and it'll last a couple of years. It's a gigantic bottle, and there's some things about it I'm sure you didn't know. I mean, you may have seen lots of other Sriracha sauces being made, and you might think that that name is trademarked or something, and so they might be making the Hui Fong Foods people might be making some money on it. Well, they're not. In fact, they never bothered to file a trademark. And because the Hui Fong Foods variety is like the gold standard, and that's the one everybody wants. So there's lots of other companies that attempt to make it, but really the one that I see in every Asian restaurant, the one I have in my pantry, I mean, probably the only one I'll get, is the one from Hui Fong Foods. And not only so they didn't file any trademarks in the United States for it, and the guy who runs it, David Tran, is like, yeah, well, I see all those other fakers of Sriracha sauce. It's free advertising for us. And obviously the Hui Fong Foods guys are making money hand over fist, something in the order of $60 to $80 million a year. And it's like, I have no interest in getting into those games. And, there's all, furthermore, and this is even the funnier bit, is that because now the term is so ubiquitous, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office have basically said it's too generic of a term to trademark. So not only have they not trademarked it, nobody else can now trademark it because it's too generic of a term. And, and meanwhile, companies like Michelini, who makes the, makes Tabasco, they're just completely baffled by this whole thing. Like, we went to great lengths to trademark the name Tabasco and protect their trademark and that kind of thing. And yet these guys didn't do the same thing. What's with it? Well, they're doing what they should do, which is make a product that everybody wants and offer it at a fair price, and they're cleaning up the market for it. I mean, Sriracha, it's one of the cheapest things you can buy. As far as a condiment, and it lasts forever. They sell it by the truckload. And it's amazing what happens when you maybe focus a little less on the intellectual property and focus on the product and make something that people want, and you still make money anyway. It's pretty awesome. And it's amazing how few companies get that, and the guys at Hui Fong Foods get it, and it's refreshing. I wish some of the technology companies in the United States and worldwide would understand that concept and maybe spend less time focusing on the trademarks and focus on the product instead.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.